Stage and Studio has been made possible by KBOO members and support from PD Expendables, Stage and Studio Supplies. PD Expendables sells and rents to film and theater production, from gel and globes to paint and lights. Featuring the latest Airy LED lighting, they can be reached at 503-887-5880 or their online store at pdexpendables.com. And now, Stage and Studio.
Welcome to Stage and Studio. I'm James Dixon. On today's show, Artist Repertory Theater presents Caught, a show centered around a Chinese dissident artist that combines visual art and live theater installations. Caught is presented in partnership with the Shuzhou Gallery San Francisco and the Geezer Gallery, and features dozens of collaborators, including playwright Christopher Chen. Joining us today, we have the director of the show, Sean Lee. Stay with us for Stage and Studio. I'm James Dixon. Joining me in the studio today, we have Sean Lee, director for Caught, which is being produced at Artist Repertory Theater. This piece is breaking the theatrical mold by tackling dynamic themes such as art, truth, deception, fake news, and cultural appropriation. Welcome to Stage and Studio.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, could you tell us about your position at Artist Repertory Theater and how you came to direct this play?
Yeah, so I am directing the show. I'm super excited to direct the show, which is one of the most unique pieces of theater that I've ever read. Christopher Chen's theatrical element of the show, Caught, is a groundbreaking force. It breaks the mold of what theater is and what our expectations of theater can be. So we are extremely excited to be presenting something that is very unique in the landscape of American theater right now.
So what can you tell us about the playwright?
Well, Christopher Chen, he recently, 2017, he won the Obie Award for playwriting for this particular play. He's a young, brilliant playwright. This is one of the most smartest scripts I've ever read. It's extremely smart. We've had quite an interesting time in the rehearsal room over the past few weeks. We're about 3 weeks into the rehearsal process, and we've spent a lot of time talking about the elements of the play, the philosophical elements of the play, lots of rabbit holes to go down because of all of the social issues that the play deals with, in dealing with truth and lies and what we as a society think of truth and lies in our bubbles, our current, you know, bubbles that we deal with on our social media sites, and what the press is feeding us and what we're eating.
That is outrageously huge right now. Everyone's dealing with that. There's so much going on.
We've converted our Morrison Theater space at Artist Rep into a pop-up gallery. We've reconfigured the space and basically turned it into an art gallery. So people coming to the theater are going to be seeing something that they've never seen before at Artist Rep.
Are you working closely with the playwright? Are you guys collaborating on this? Or how many times has this been done?
Well, the show's been done. It's been done a handful of times across the U.S. As we are approaching this show, I think that we're diving in a little bit deeper than maybe some of the other productions have with the artist and with our collaboration team. We are also partnering with some local artists as well. So the gallery exhibit will be exhibiting some work as well as some local artists. A local artist, Horatio Law, will be exhibited. We will have the Geezer Gallery will have some exhibits, as well as some other folks will be putting up their work. The exhibit will be very interactive. We're looking to create an interactive exhibit for our audience members that will start the moment that they come into the lobby. The play aspect of it, the theatrical component, also asks for the audience to maybe engage a little bit more than they would. Well, actually, the theater is not, we have no black box anymore in the Morrison. We've turned it into an art gallery. There will be pieces of art displayed throughout the entire theatrical component of the show. We don't have blackouts in the show. People will be asked to kind of participate.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I don't think this, I've never heard of anything being done like this before. This is, it sounds pretty groundbreaking. So this show has a very talented and diverse cast, including our very own DMA Roberts with Stage and Studio. What can you tell us about the rest?
Well, we're collaborating with some really fabulous actors in town. DMA is phenomenal in the play aspect of the show. We have a man from LA named Greg Watanabe, who was in Portland about a year ago over at Portland Playhouse. He's a phenomenal actor. We have Chris Arter, who is one of the resident artists at Artist Rep, as well as Sarah Hennessy, is also participating in the theatrical part of the evening. We have some great local designers in town that are working on the show. Resident artist Megan Wilkerson is doing the set element of the show. Mm. We have Jennifer Lynn is doing our lighting design. We have Rhodey Ortega is doing some composition for the show and sound design. And we have Sarah Gahagan is doing all the costumes. So we're approaching the show as we approach the theatrical element of the show. It is dissecting it into pieces of art. So we're presenting the show as each little scene that you will see that during the course of the evening will be a piece of art. So the costumes are a piece of art. The set is a piece of art. The lighting is a piece of art. The voice and dialect work by Mary Mack, who is phenomenal working with actors, is really going deep with what we are presenting, from the voice being a piece of art to the artwork that you will see and engage with hanging in the lobby and in the theater. We're also really excited to present an audio component. We're going to have an audio tour. So when you walk into the lobby, you will be presented with a museum quality experience with docents and an audio tour by Susanna Mars.
Oh, wow.
Resident artist Susanna Mars is in the recording studio recording our audio tour.
Susanna's amazing. We just did a show together. So people can expect, it sounds like a cerebral experience, like it's an all senses type of...
Very much so. The show is a kaleidoscope. It's a kaleidoscope of theater and art. And each scene that you will see during the show is dissecting the lens of what authority is and what truth is. So we are questioned, and part of what the show, when the show ends, is hopefully asking people to question everything. Question everything that you're seeing in the theater. Question everything that you're seeing in the lobby. Question everything you're seeing in the press. If you drive by Artist Rep, you'll notice that we have some artwork on the outside of the building. We've already been incorporating. So the art is already going outside the walls of the theater, and the show has already started. The show has started already between you and I. Mm-hmm. We are currently living the show.
You know, it's great to hear you say that. I've actually been in ART probably... surprisingly 8 times in the past 2 weeks. I'm like, there's things happening right now, and I don't know what it is, but I love what's happening. I love being in the space and feeling, I guess what I really love about Artist Rep is when you feel like it is an experience being there regardless of the show that's happening. So I'm really excited to check this out. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm James Dixon, and joining us today we have Sean Lee, director for COT, which is being produced at Artist Repertory Theater. So, Sean, can you tell us about the production elements of the show?
Yes. The production elements will be in the Morrison Theater, the currently reconfigured Morrison Theater. And it is each scene will take place in a piece of art, so a living piece of art. And the theater elements of it do discuss what the artist went through, and some of his story is pulled out through the theatrical component of the show. And the show deals with cultural appropriation, it deals with authority, and it deals with questioning each of those. And to talk too much more about it might give something away, but I will say that the show is extremely funny. And there's a lot of comedy in some of the discomfort that we will experience. And again, the show breaks the fourth wall, and it does ask the audience to kind of participate. Whoa. Not calling anyone up on stage, but it does ask you to engage and engage with your mind and your heart and question what you're seeing and question what you're hearing.
That sounds amazing. Sometimes that scares me a bit because I like to be the fly on the wall when I watch a show. We have a sample of music that has been remastered for the purposes of this show by Rhodey Ortega, the amazingly talented Rhodey Ortega, the sound designer for COT. Let's have a listen. That was a sample of music remastered for the purposes of this show by Rody Ortega, the sound designer for Caught at Artist Repertory Theater. You will get another opportunity to hear that sample at the close of this segment. So once again, the press release for this show highlights art, truth, deception, fake news, cultural appropriation. Those are definitely hot button topics in the media and in the arts community right now. Will there be facilitated talkbacks after any of the performances?
There will. We, Artist Rep, we have a handful of talkbacks that will be facilitated, and they are on our website. You can find information on the websites. Normally, those are our Sunday performances. After the 2 p.m. performances, there are post-show discussions, and they should be a lot of fun because this particular theater experience, I think, will ignite a lot of discussion. And that's the point of this play, the theater aspect of this show. The art installation part of the show is hopefully going to engage conversation and questions, and our audience will have questions, and those questions will start as soon as they come in. When they enter the space and they're not handed a playbill, people come to the theater and they probably expect that they're going to get a playbill for the shows that they're about to see. They won't get one for this show. What they will get is an audio tour. They will get information about the artwork that will be displayed. They can come to the Artist Rep anytime, Tuesday through Sunday, and experience the art that will be hanging in the lobby. We'll be open just like you would a museum or a gallery, and you can come and look at Lynn's work throughout the week. And if you wanted to go to our website, you can see that there is a Spotify playlist, there's reading lists, movie lists, all the stuff that can get you into the world of the play before you actually show up at Artist Rep.
Well, what didn't you guys think of? Is there, I mean, like, will I just park my car and then there's like a whole experience from the time I look at the building? And
it should start when you're pulling up and you see the fabulous artwork on the side of the building. And then when you walk into the lobby and you're greeted by docents with information about the art. And then as you sit in the theater, and the theater doesn't look like a theater, it looks like an art gallery. There's art hanging all over the walls. It'll look familiar. It'll look very similar to our lobby. We've extended our lobby into the theater. The doors to the theater will be open, and it will feel, oh, here's something that's kind of exciting as well, is we have the windows open to the theater itself. So the natural light from the street is actually coming in, and it will feel like an art gallery.
That is insane. I'm so excited. It's so interesting we're talking about this because I'm noticing that a lot of shows at Artist Rep are starting to have more of an interactive feel. I saw an Octoroon, and I was so impressed with it. But, you know, it's one of those shows that will make you feel uncomfortable. And sometimes, I mean, as artists, when people feel that way, they say, well, I didn't like it. I felt uncomfortable. I was like, well, do you want to talk about that? We can't change the world with what we put on stage, but we can definitely start the dialogue and start the conversation. And I actually commend you guys for that. It's really awesome.
Well, thank you. I think that's, you know, Damaso, our artistic director, is a visionary and a leader in the way that he is approaching this season, which is new now, necessary. There's a great board at Artist Rep, and our entire staff is super excited with the direction that the theater is going. With doing a play like An Octoroon followed by Caught, this season we're doing, you know, a world premiere 5-hour play that deals with global warming. And the season is just kind of pushing the envelope of conversation, of talking about what's happening in our world right now, what's happening globally, and what are we doing as artists to spark conversation with our community. And it all starts with community. Change starts with the community, and then being a theater for the community, and Artist Rep is doing that, and I'm very proud to be working there.
So now that we're on the subject, what other shows are coming up this season for Artist Rep? I know I saw between Riverside and Crazy on the bill
yeah,
for this year, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, we have an exciting season, which we have The Humans coming up. We have Between Riverside and Crazy. We have Magellanica, which is a world premiere by E.M. Lewis, who was the writer of The Gun Show. We have a play called I and You. And we have a world premiere called The Thanksgiving Play, written by Larissa Fasthorse.
So back to this show. This play is fairly new, correct? Have you heard of any audience reactions toward it from other cities? Or is this the first time it's been done?
No, it's not the first time. It's had several productions throughout the U.S., New York, I believe California. But the conversations are very, people are talking about it. People are talking about this play. It's kind of a hot button play because of its questioning of truth and media and art. It's, you know, inspired by some of the Mike Daisy, you know, the agony and ecstasy of Steve Jobs, Mike Daisy's solo show that he did that talks about Foxconn and Chinese workers and the iPhone. And we all have iPhones and we all...
You know, that's interesting. I do social justice work and people talk a lot about... I mean, especially when you talk about fake news and cultural appropriation and responsibility and to be honest, blame, you know, there's a lot of blame that people shift around. It becomes a really muddy conversation when you think about how much work we put into our communities, but we all have cell phones and we all know where the parts for these phones come from. And then when we talk about cultural appropriation, like who can do this and who can't do that. And like, I'm really fascinated to see how this plays out and see how people start having these conversations with each other. Because I think ultimately, we're not going to solve the problem, the world's problems now, but it's so important that we're able to just have a dialogue about it.
That's right.
Like, because
yes.
Everyone just wants to be heard. Everyone wants to be understood. Everyone wants to have space to flourish, you know. I'm really fascinated with the show. And I'm trying to ask the right questions because I know a large part of this process involves the media. So I have not seen the show, which is actually a plus, I'm hearing, because... It's whatever happens in this space. It's kind of like Vegas. What happens at COT stays at COT.
That's right. And we want you to participate after the show. After the show, you can be part of it. And that's the exciting thing about this play is that it should not end once the show is over. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning of the conversation for the audience. And like you said, as you know, it's all about conversation right now in our country, and we need to be talking. And people need to listen. Sometimes people just need to listen. And question for themselves. And as artists and this amazing experience that I'm having directing the show and curating this art, I have the great gift of directing a theatrical element and an artistic element, an art installation, and working with artists from different mediums, artists from the theater, and then artists from the art gallery world. And it's nice to be collaborating with people that are across different mediums, but still they have the same message and intention, which is spark conversation with the community.
I think it's fascinating that the piece that you're doing right now, a lot of the stuff that it tackles are things that are happening right now. And when I say that, there's all types of shows that give people these feelings and spark these conversations. But what would you say for the patron that just wants to be entertained? Like, you've got, like, if you want to watch Cats, you got to go to bed. Like, a lot of people just want to be entertained. But, like, what would you say to convince patrons that just want to go see a show just to be entertained? Like, what this work really means to us as artists, how we want them to get involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, there is that element of if you want to come and just be entertained and clock out and sit there and feel, you know, entertained and laugh, you can get that. You can get that at Artist Rep. Caught is very, very funny, but it's going to make you think. And if you want to think, it's right there in front of you. Sit there and you can have a conversation with the person sitting next to you, or you can leave and drive home, and then you can get hit with it when you're driving home and be like, whoa, hey, wait a second. But I think that the people, the smart listeners that listen to your station, that listen to your show, that is going, this is the perfect show for them because it is saying, question with us. We are presenting the work, but we are also still asking the same questions. Every day that I'm in the rehearsal room with the actors, we're asking questions. We're trying to dig deep into this work that is asking philosophical questions about what it is to be a human being right now in a planet of people that are different than us, but we're all the same. And we all need to be questioning what is presented to us every day on social media, on the news, in the press, in, you know, our books in education, the books that we read at school, the books that are read to my child at school. Are those fact? Is history fact, or is history altered because of what they want to present to us in school?
Right.
Question everything.
The colonizers tend to tell the tale. So where can we find ticket information for the show?
You can find lots of information on the show at artistrep.org, and as well as information on the page. And like I said earlier, you can find our playlist, reading list, movie marathon list, everything that you would get you in the mood for what you want to see at the Theater for Cot, currently playing in the Alder Theater downstairs.
So I just want to make a little sales pitch about ticketing, because I get so many people and say, hey, go see the show. And it's like, well, I can't afford it. And I was like, well, there are options. What I can tell you, for those that don't know, for people that say that theater is not accessible, if you are on public assistance, Arts for All is definitely something that Artist Rep offers. You can get a ticket for $5 plus a friend as well.
Absolutely. And we also have Pay What You Can.
Rush ticketing.
You can volunteer to usher. I know that when I was younger and living in Chicago, I would volunteer and usher and see shows at the Goodman, Steppenwolf, places that I, you know, admired. So we always have an option. There are options for you to come and be a part of our community at Artist Rep.
You are listening to Stage and Studio. We have been talking to Sean Lee, director for Cot, which is being produced at Artist Repertory Theater. Cot by Christopher Chen opened on October 7th and runs through October 28th. For ticket information, visit their website at www.artistrep.org. Thanks for joining us today, Sean. Please extend our congrats to the cast. Break a leg.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
If you missed any of this interview, you can listen online later today at kboo.fm/stageandstudio. You can also get post events or get previews by joining our Facebook page. And that's it for Stage and Studio. Thanks to engineer Judy Feistel. Till next week, I'm James Dixon with Stage and Studio. Thanks for listening.
着明天， 要记得今晚， 你我用镇定面对忧患。
若是人生错过这一晚， 下载没机会任意呼喊。
一起沮丧，
一起尽管不安，却不孤单，对吗？
separate forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those separate forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those separate forces are the same that brought crosses. Killing in the name of.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Veg Fest, October 14th and 15th at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland. Portland Veg Fest celebrates plant-based living with special guest speaker, running legend Scott Urich, along with free food samples, health and nutrition speakers, chef demonstrations, fitness stage workouts, restaurants, films, and activities for kids and teens. Again, that's the Portland Veg Fest, Saturday, October 14th and Sunday, October 15th, at the Oregon Convention Center, 777 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
My name is Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is painter Linda Ater. Her show Image Building is on now at Blackfish Gallery through October the 28th. Thanks for coming into KBOO, Linda.
You're welcome.
You've been
Thank you for inviting me.
You've been here before, I understand.
I have.
Ava Lake.
Yeah, in
period.
2011. She interviewed me also for a show.
For a Blackfish show?
For a Blackfish show.
Okay, so this show... These are all acrylic on canvas pieces, mostly, and the sort of thing you're getting at is color. They're all about color. It's very important to you, and they're abstract paintings. Some of the titles, they're all the titles of